In other words, it shouldn't take the government down here $100,000+ to train a pilot. They ought to be able to go out and show the fellow and say, now you look, here's the throttles, and you have to have the flaps in this condition, and your oil temperature and pressure has to be up here. You neutralize these controls, and the plane actually take off itself. You cut it down to landing speed so-and-so, and head it in, and at this distance from the airport, you level off. And comes back, and the pilot says, let me look at it a moment, figures it out, climbs in the plane, takes it off, and brings it around and lands it safely again. Do they do that now? Oh, no, they don't. They study for months and months and months and months and months, and then take them out and crack them up. Just look at the Army Air Forces, or the U.S. Air Forces, or whatever they're calling themselves these days. Just look at this organization's crash record in the past week and any day. Why is it? Well, if it's mechanical failure on the part of those planes, it's because somebody out here at Boeing wasn't sane enough, or somebody at Cessna, or somebody at Beech didn't inspect the part he was told to inspect. And the fellow who put the plane together didn't care whether it went together or not. That's mechanical failure. And as far as dispatching failure, somebody tells this pilot, you go out so-and-so, and then you come back. And the weather's bad, and he hasn't checked over the plane. He doesn't know how many flying hours this plane's had. Pilot goes out, obeys orders, climbs in, bye. It's no kind of weather to fly in. Something else is wrong. Somebody slipped up. But every single one of these mechanical failures comes down to a human failure. Therefore, Scientology, in its widest application, could only be applied by the very, very sane. Only by the sane. So its first application is in the creation of sanity amongst the able. It is not a therapy addressed to the neurotic. It can be. That's somebody else's job. It's not a therapy addressed to the psychotic. We can lick that problem. So what? It's a therapy addressed to the able. But people don't realize how unable they are because they have no standard to go by. If you were to get up and do any of the things which an actually able mind could do in front of an audience, people would be signing you up for vaudeville and television. Why? Well, you could add and subtract various numbers, and somebody could read you instructions on how you tap dance, and then you'd tap dance and that sort of thing, and, oh, you'd be phenomenal. Everybody would say, gosh, genius work. No, not genius, sanity at